So tango, with its unsavory reputation, its linkage with places of lower class work and living, undesirable populations, dangerous ethnic and racial mixing, and women who exercised power through sexuality, was a source of anxiety for those who wanted to establish Buenos Aires as an elite global city on par with Paris or London. Tango traveled as a consequence of the migration of bodies. For example, Argentine sailors brought tango to the European port cities to which they traveled. Furthermore, the musicians, dancers, and wealthy Argentine men who frequented brothels in Buenos Aires and were thus familiar with the dance through their travels abroad, together brought tango to Paris, to New York, to London in the early 20th century. Abroad, tango was admired as an artifact of what tango scholar Carolyn Merritt claims as Latin American exoticism. And as it became popular in cosmopolitan European cities, it also became sanitized and codified. Furthermore, the European and middle class influence to tango not only straightened postures of the dancers, but also whitened the population of tango practitioners.